time for our Finally Friday conversation. As promised, the doctors are in the house this morning. Dr. Christian Flanders from our Aspirus Tomahawk Hospital is here. And before we introduce the other doctor here, we're going to talk to Dr. Christian Flanders here first. Good morning, Dr. Flanders.
Well, thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
And it's been 6 years since the last time you visited us, I understand.
I believe that's true. I think I was invited over to introduce myself when I first started up here, and now it's been, surprisingly 6 years.
So now you're one of the vets at our Tomahawk. One of the veterans, I don't want to say vets, because they work somewhere else here in Tomahawk.
Correct.
But you're a veteran at our Tomahawk Aspirus Hospital.
I'm now the old guy, It changed pretty quickly. I went from being the new guy to the old guy in not too long. So, we've had some wonderful providers in the community, and hoping to continue that tradition.
I know we have visitors listening right now, Doc, and so let's talk a little bit about the Aspirus Tomahawk Hospital. For people that are not familiar, that don't live here, people that are visiting or maybe are here and considering living here, tell us about the hospital here in Tomahawk and what it's like there.
I think it's a fantastic resource, especially, for a community this size. We have a clinic. Currently, we have 5 full-time providers, myself, and I have 4 partners. We have a small ER that's staffed 24 hours by a physician, a small critical access hospital. We can keep things that don't require specialty care, so things like pneumonia, cellulitis, things like that, that can be kind of managed primarily here. Full labs, imaging, we have everything except for MRI here, so it's a pretty one-stop shop, all under the same roof.
For people that ask me when I say I'm from Tomahawk, and they're saying, we've been thinking about living up north. Tell me about Tomahawk. So I say, we've got great schools here. We've got great people. People have each other's backs here. We look out for one another, and we have a good hospital. And they say, okay, but it's probably a little town. It's probably just a Band-Aid station. I said, no. We have a really, really good hospital here. In fact, when I had my gallbladder attack, the people at the hospital here in Tomahawk took care of me fantastically. I got great care at the Tomahawk Hospital here. And so for people wondering, we have a fantastic hospital.
Well, that's very kind of you. We take a lot of pride in kind of working to the top of our education, and we're all well-trained and really like to provide as much care as we can here locally. So people, it's not an easy drive sometimes for people to make it to Wausau to see a specialist, right? Things like that. So we try and manage as much as we can.
We have top-of-the-line care right here in Tomahawk, but if more care is needed, it's a good thing we're close by to other institutions as well.
Yeah, since joining Aspirus, it's really been a nice partnership that we can have access to a lot of the specialists, really nice referral base if people do need specialty care, gastroenterology, cardiology, urology, all of the kind of common things.
So am I safe in assuming that the hospital here, it's growing? Or we're pretty happy with the size that is right now, but we're just going to see more people coming in and out or things like that. But generally speaking, what would you say about the status of the hospital right now?
So I would say the status of the hospital is we're well-staffed. We're going to be adding my partner here next to me that we're going to talk to in just a second, Dr. Weeks. So the clinic side, we're kind of slowly adding providers as needed to meet the needs of the community. I would say the growth has been kind of with the organizational structure and joining with Aspirus, where we have the resources of that larger group, but we still operate pretty independently under our own roof.
I think I already know the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What is the type of care most commonly sought out here in Tomahawk? We have an aging community, so I would assume that you're very acutely aware of the needs of aging folks and their health care needs.
Yeah, so my personal practice is mostly kind of Medicare age, 65 plus primarily. Those are the people that need a lot of care generally. So we're pretty adept, I would say, at taking care of the elderly population, but we certainly have providers that are excellent at taking care of kids, women's health. So I think we can kind of offer all of the primary care services to the community.
So without further ado, you open the door. I'm going to walk through it. Dr. Flanders, let's talk to our new doctor here. Mike, make your introduction now, please.
So I'm excited to introduce Dr. Natalie Weeks. She's currently a third-year resident at the Wausau Family Practice Residency. That is her kind of last year of her specialty training. So she graduated from medical school, 3 years ago, and is now Dr. Weeks, but is kind of continuing her education. And she has decided to come up here and work with me for the next year, kind of to begin establishing here in the community. And will be coming on as a full-time attending physician around this time next year.
So Dr. Natalie Weeks, welcome to the studio.
Hi, it's nice to have you guys here.
And welcome to Tomahawk. Welcome to Tomahawk. What are your initial impressions of Tomahawk, and how long have you been here so far?
So Tomahawk, I've lived in the area. I actually live in Merrill right now.
Oh, okay.
But I've lived in the area for about 5 years now. I went to the Medical College of Wisconsin, Central Wisconsin, in Wausau. And actually, my first rotation clinically ever as a medical student was here at this Tomahawk clinic with Dr. Sudbury. So I've been around for at least 5 years intermittently. So it's been great to have that continuity. It feels like a very full circle moment for me.
And did you grow up around here, too?
I actually grew up in Orfordville, Wisconsin, which is a 1,200-person town about 30 minutes south of Madison, so southern Wisconsin, but Wisconsin native.
Small town is very comfortable for you, then.
Yes, it feels very much like home.
Have you ever had aspirations of going to a big city somewhere? Have you always wanted to practice medicine right here in your home state?
Yeah, the biggest city I ever lived in was Madison, and I was there for 2 years, and I was like, okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah, so. Welcome back up north then, right?
Yes.
So as far as your specialty, your areas of practice, let's talk a little bit about that. What are you going to be doing here in Tomahawk?
Yeah, so full spectrum, you know, babies to elderly, I see all of them. I have a special interest in women's health and pediatrics. I do a lot of procedures in my own clinic now, but I love all ages and happy to see everyone.
And how does somebody that, if they're looking for a new doctor, they can request you? I heard the new doctor on the radio and I'd like to see her. She sounds like somebody I'd like. So how does that work? How can somebody come and see and meet you and see if you're the doctor for them?
Yes, yeah, so they should call our clinic, ask for me by name, and then they can get me on the schedule with them. I am seeing patients with Dr. Flanders, so they can also ask that way, you know, who's that new doctor with Dr. Flanders? That would be a good way to ask as well, but otherwise they can ask by name.
Just curious, as a young physician, are there new challenges that new doctors are facing nowadays as opposed to back in the old days when Dr. Flanders got into it and before him? Are there some new challenges? Are there new things? Tell us about what it's like to be getting into medicine in this day and age.
Yeah, it was interesting because about, you know, halfway through my training was when the pandemic hit. So a lot of our thoughts and focuses were on that initially. And now as we're coming out of it, it's nice to be able to see everyone's faces again and kind of get back to some level of normalcy. So I'm kind of hoping with my training, it's the same way, getting back to normalcy, back to our roots, seeing everyone in the clinic again.
So are you splitting time between Wausau and Tomahawk? Are you, when you go to work, it's always going to be in Tomahawk? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I'll be in Tomahawk on some Fridays over the next year with Dr. Flanders. Primarily, I still have my own clinic in Wausau. So over this year, that'll be that transition period where I'm in Tomahawk part-time. And then after that, it'll be full-time.
So Dr. Flanders, does Dr. Weeks have a set of skills that have been needed here in Tomahawk for quite some time, which is why, did you have to search for her? Or did she come to us?
So we were fortunate that Dr. Weeks rotated with us and, you know, I guess sparked some interest and we're able to lure her here. No, we definitely are interested. She can provide services that are desperately needed here. You know, when I started here 6 years ago, there were 8 providers in the clinic. Currently, we're down to 5. There were previously 3 full-time MDs. Now we're down to 1. So adding a new MD is going to be fantastic to kind of fill out our panel.
Is the turnover something we can talk about on the radio, or is that something we'd rather not talk about? Or what causes the drainage of all these docs from up here?
So the turnover was mostly coincidental. It was mostly just age-related, you know, retirements and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people are familiar mostly in the community, you know, Dr. Corte, Dr. Sudbury, and we need some youth in the physician pool here.
Understood. I have to take some of the blame. Every time I lived in Eagle River for a long time, every time I got a doctor, they were around for a year, then they retired. Came to Tomahawk, same thing. Dr. Corte retired right after I started seeing him. So I don't know if it's me or not, but I kind of was thinking, I was taking a little personal. Am I that bad of a patient?
I don't think
really?
You're scaring anybody off.
Okay, good. Good to know. Dr. Weeks, as far as your future is concerned, can you see yourself settling down around here? You're going to be splitting time both places for a long time as far as you can see. What are your future plans?
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. So my husband is a Lincoln County Deputy Sheriff.
Okay.
So
he
loves his job. We own a house in Merrill. We're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Any houses for sale on your street at all that you know, any for sale? So I've been looking for a house around here and having a hard time.
Actually, our street's pretty busy, so there might be some availability.
You never know. Dr. Natalie Weeks, the new doctor here at our Aspirus Tomahawk Hospital. Dr. Christian Flanders has been around here for a little while. Dr. Flanders, I'm going to come back to you here. What else do we need to know about the situation at the hospital with Dr. Weeks coming on board? Is there anything else? I don't want to shortchange any time here this morning.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. No, we're just thrilled to have her. And like she described, you know, for the next year or so, it's going to be kind of a part-time. She's definitely starting to kind of build a patient panel and get to know people in the community. And we're very excited to have her. Around this time next year, she'll be on kind of as a full-time provider here, working full-spectrum family medicine.
And Dr. Weeks, any final words you want to impart upon our audience here this morning to make sure that when they come and see you, they know they're coming to a good doctor?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for having me here. Everyone has been so lovely. It's been my first day back at the clinic and just lots of happy, friendly faces. And if that's what's to come with this community, I think I'll be in really good hands. So it's nice to be here.
Yeah, Tomahawk is awesome. It's really a great place to be all the time. Dr. Christian Flanders and our new doctor, Dr. Natalie Weeks from our Tomahawk Aspirus Hospital. Thank you both for being here. Thank you for serving our community. And anytime you guys need to talk to the community, you come on here, let us know, and we'll be happy to make the time for you, okay?
Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you both very much.